Captain Voyager leads the band we have on the show today, the Chain Gang of 1974. They have a new album of what they describe as alternative dance music called Wayward Fire. It follows another one called White Guts, with some of those songs revisited on this new album. Captain now lives in California, but I ask him about where he has lived over the years, which I understand includes Hawaii.
I was originally born in Northern California, and then I moved to the Big Island when I was 3 years old. And I was there till I was 13, and then moved to Denver, and then just recently relocated to California about 11 months ago.
And when you moved out there, it was to make this record initially?
Kind of. It was, to be quite honest, I was just never a big fan of Denver. You know, I moved out there as a young kid, and... You know, after everything kind of started happening with the record and getting it done, and I ended up recording half the record out in L.A., it was just kind of a conscious decision to get out there and, you know, give myself something new.
Now, this record turned into a new record because originally, weren't you going to reissue the one that was before this?
Yeah, the original plan, I got signed off an album. I released myself. The record was called White Guts, which has... Wayward Fire has five of the tracks from White Guts.
Oh, okay.
And initially the plan was to re-release the album. And, you know, I'm a big believer in progression in music and continuing to move forward with sounds and songwriting. And, you know, from there it moved on to me just basically asking a label, hey, here's a new demo. Can we move forward with some stuff? And they were all for it. So I spent another 2 weeks doing six songs. And compiled all of them together, and Wayward Fire was there.
Well, so in a lot of ways... Wayward Fire being the first one that a lot of people hear, it ends up becoming kind of the first for a lot of people.
Oh, of course.
And I guess that was part of what you were thinking, is wanting to put them.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this I started this project about almost 5 years ago, and it's gone through many different life forms, and I wanted the first proper introduction to be proper, you know?
Well, you got it. Well, why don't we hear some tunes? What do you want to start off with?
We're going to start with a track called Heartbreak and Scream.
Cool. Is this one of the new ones or one of the originals?
It's one of the new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chain Gang of 1974 are our guests today on the cafe, and that is what we've been enjoying from this new album, Wayward Fire, for a while. Just huge hooks, just a wonderful sound.
You
really have your way around around a hooky melody and stuff. Where does that come from?
I think I have to owe it to listening to a lot of pop punk when I was a kid.
Yeah. What did you listen to? What did you really like growing up?
It went from a lot of things. You know, a lot of the bands that currently influence me now, bands like Tears for Fears and Talk Talk and, you know, early 90s shoegaze, jangle pop, all that stuff. That was kind of introduced from my oldest brother. And, you know, hearing that stuff growing up and then moving on to discover my own stuff, which became a lot of the early old emo bands and,
right,
you know, skate punk stuff and going to all those concerts. And then, you know, it took a while for me to kind of go back to what really got me going. And now it's kind of all over the place, to be honest with you. It's too much.
Well, you mentioned skate punk, and you come by that, you know, legitimately, right? You were a skater, right?
I attempted to be a skater.
Yeah.
And then one time the board broke and hit me somewhere, and I stopped after that.
Well, okay. The band is called Chain Gang of 1974, and I was thinking, well, okay, that might be your birthday, but no. You look closer to 84 than 74. That's
85.
For sure. There you go.
You're good.
So as you say, you kind of move back to some of the music from that era, because a lot of people mention the 80s when they talk about this band. The synth sound certainly has a lot to do with it. You kind of move back towards that era?
Yeah, you know, moving back. And, you know, I remember being a young kid and listening to songs from The Big Chair, from Tears for Fears, and, you know, remembering the feeling those tracks gave me being a young kid, and then going back to them and listening to it now, being age 26 and still feel the same way. Mm. But with that, going back to discover a lot of the other bands, you know, Echo and the Bunnymen and, you know, Psychedelic Furs, going on, and then moving up to a lot of the shoegaze bands, Slow Dive and, you know, Bloody Valentine, all that.
Cool bands.
Yeah.
What did you start writing on? I mean, you do, there's a lot of sequencing I see here, but how did you start writing?
I mainly write on the bass.
Really?
Yeah, because I think it gives you a lot of room to kind of, you know, you get those basic chords down, and after that, you create.
Compton Moeger is our guest today. His band is the Chain Gang of 1974. Who's playing today?
Yeah. I have some great friends that I've been honored to be with for a very long time. On guitar is Jacob Bond, who I've known. Go ahead, say hello, my friend.
Hello.
I've known him from local bands playing together in Colorado. Actually, we're all from Colorado originally. Same with Brandon, who's been drumming for me for almost 4 years now. So he's been toughing it out just as much as I have. Mm-hmm. And then good friend Adam Halfordy on the bass, helping us out just for the last couple of weeks of this tour.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Next is this is the first single off the record. It's called Undercover.
That is Undercover. And as was mentioned, that was the first single for Chain Gang of 1974 off of Wayward Fire, playing live today on the cafe. You know, this music would fit really well in dance clubs. Did you ever do any gigs like that?
Yeah, we've definitely done a lot like that. And done, you know, a lot of dance festivals and such. Raves, a lot of raves.
Uh-huh.
I think with the earlier material, that whole world worked better. You know, as I continue to write, as we continue to perform as a band and work things out and kind of get a feel for a lot, it's changed. It's definitely changed a lot. But yeah, people like to dance, and
yeah,
you know, I don't intend to ever go out and write dance songs. I enjoy a groove and I enjoy energy in music, and that can be translated as dance music, I guess.
Chain Gang of 1974 are our guests today on the cafe, and we've been playing a lot of that song of Hold On. Is that one you can do?
Yeah, it is.
very cool version of Hold On from the Chain Gang of 1974 playing live for us today on the cafe. That was sweet. Thanks.
Thank you very much for having us. True honor and privilege. Thank you.
Well, we just had to get this straight, though. I've established that you weren't born in 74. So, okay, where does the name come from? I know.
No, it's all good.
It's the question.
When I was starting the band, I was in a crazy Ravenettes phase. I still love the band, but I'm a massive fan of the Ravenettes. At the time, they had just put out the Chain Gang of Love.
Right.
And then I'm a huge fan of Ryan Adams, massive fan of Ryan Adams, and his birth year is 1974, along with one of my favorite songs of his. It's titled 1974. So at the moment, I was just like, the Chain Gang of 1974. There it is.
And yet the music is not the combination of those two things either.
Not at all. No.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. We really enjoyed this.
Chain Gang of 1974, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.